At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
I want you to jump in on this conversation. Is this waitress just hustling to make some extra money? Smart. Or is she going too far? 855-444-6342 here on the Brett Maga Show. So what this waitress does is when she has got like her waitress like, you know, apron on, she has a picture of her niece. And when people ask her, she says, oh, I'm a single mom. She takes credit for the niece. And she said it's increased her tip value by a lot. Like she's making more money. Is that wrong for her to tell people, oh, I'm a single mom, and then people give her extra tips? 855-444-MEGA. So it's 855-444-6342.
This infuriates me that she would do that. I think this girl is going to get the absolute worst karma, and she deserves it for saying that.
Jesus.
As someone, I mean, this like literally makes my blood boil. As someone who has a single mom, that is so disrespectful that someone who's not a single mom claims to be that, because the amount of hard work it takes and just, I mean, it is your whole life. And for someone to claim that title without earning it is disgusting.
So your issue,
and it's disrespectful too to the sister.
So you think it's, so your issue is more of you're claiming the title of something that's not yours, not that she's getting extra money from this and maybe potentially working the system. Your issue is you're saying something you that
you haven't
earned.
You cannot claim that you're a single mom when you're not a single
mom.
Solid
argument.
And to do it for money is actually disgusting.
See, I have less, I say, I think you bring up a solid point about this is a very important title, a hard working title.
Yes.
I think that's a really solid point. I have no issue with her doing it for extra money though.
Why? That makes it worse.
Because I feel like for me, how you are supposed to tip is based off the experience that you had. Not you're tipping and giving extra money because of their story. And if you're going to do that, then let the sucker give me more money.
She's using
you shouldn't do this.
She's using her story as her experience, though.
But you're not
like,
supposed to give
so
people
many other ways that you can try and get a tip than lying about having a child that's not even yours.
I think the system is messed up that people don't tip based off what they're supposed to be tipping on, which is supposed to be their experience. Mm-hmm. If you had a great experience and the waitress did their job, they're supposed to get the 20, 25% or whatever it is. The fact that people are tipping her more because of her story just shows you there's a moral like feeling, there's a bias, and so that sucks
for
waitresses.
That bias isn't a bad thing if it's true.
Maybe.
Like, if she actually was a single mom, yeah, throw her a couple extra bucks. There's nothing wrong with that.
But if she's like, what if they're married and their financial situation is just as hard and she needs the money? We're not going to give those people the money.
Put that on your belt.
I totally see what you're saying, Brett, too. What about the people who just don't tip anyway? If it's one more guilty reason for them to tip, maybe she's
got no problem.
You're a
with
bad
people.
Waitress. If you have to reach that far for a tip, I think
no.
You're
the
a
system is bad. They don't
no,
do that.
No, it's her.
No, the, she's.
How
she's
does this not make you mad?
This because she's proving the system is doing this. She
no,
was,
she is the error in the system.
No, she was doing the same quality of work before she did this, and doing the same quality of work afterwards, and her tips went up. The system is showing you that people are tipping not based off their service; they're tipping based off some kind of story they've
created.
She
makes
in their
me
head.
Lose faith in humanity. I swear, this is how mad this makes
I
me.
I think your argument of like, "Hey, you haven't earned that title," is like that is does feel shady.
Right.
I do hear you on that. But I think because the system is so screwed up, people got to do what they got to do. I don't care that Aladdin's stealing bread and giving it to his monkey. Like, you got to do what you got to do. I'm cool with people doing what they got to do to put money on their family's
but
table.
But the problem is, okay, now that we've outed this waitress, now there's going to be people like Hannah who are going to look at somebody who is possibly a single mom and go, wait a second, I don't buy your story.
Hannah's going to go, give me the DNA test.
Yeah, I want a social security number. I want a picture. I want a video of the birth. Because I don't believe anything anymore.
855-444-6342. Do you have an issue with this waitress who is telling people I'm a single mom and then watched her, you know, money get increased based off her tipping? Is that wrong? If you are you a waitress and do you feel like people tip based off your story or like personal reasons and not based off service? Curious. 855-444-MEGA on the Brett Mega Show. Is this waitress crossing a line here on the Brett Mega Show? We're discussing about this waitress that's going viral. She has this picture of her niece, like a like, you know, like a pin, like maybe one of those pins where the kid's like an athlete or something mm-hmm. like that. Got the little sports pin on there. And so then when people ask, oh, is that your daughter? She's like, yep, that's my daughter. I'm a single mom. And she has, since she started doing this, she has watched her tips get increased. Is she crossed a line? 855-444-6342. I got no problem with it. Her just doing what she's got to do to put money on her family's table, I don't care.
Does she even have a family? No.
I have for me, when you're watching your tips get increased, that shows you that people aren't tipping off their service. They're tipping off a bias anyway, so who cares if you just play into their biasness? Like, you're supposed to tip based off the service that you got. If you got good service, you should tip somebody a healthy income. So I just feel like that's what's fair. Ellen, you're a single mom. How do you feel about this waitress who lies about being a single mom?
It's just wrong. You know, to pretend you're something to get sympathy from people is wrong.
True.
I 100% think that she is. This is a title that is extremely difficult and challenges that people do not really, really understand. Someone like you, who is a single mom. I do think that. But I do think that we have put it into place where waitresses and waiters get tipped on something and they're not being tipped off their merit, off of what they do and their ability. And that's not fair either.
Well, they need to be paid better.
Agreed with that.
Yeah, she could find a job that pays her better if she's dying that much for money.
Well, I don't know. That's not fair. That's easier said than done. Right. The job market is really challenging out there. And again, she's doing what she can do for her family. I'm going to try Shannon because I know you had a strong opinion about this. Shannon, what's your opinion on this waitress?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Hannah. I think it's disgusting. The situation, like, I think about, sorry, I'm going through, a little bit of a rough area, but I think about the perspective of the person giving, and if it were me giving, trying to, you know, help somebody out, it would make me feel really good about the situation, walk away feeling like I had, did a good deed for the day, and it would make me feel great. So thinking about their perspective versus hers, it does kind of make you feel better about the situation, even though the person doing it is going to one day have to answer to that.
Dang. So Shannon thinks there's going to be some bad karma, but she's like, well, at least those people who did give are like, well, I helped somebody out, and they just go on not knowing, like almost like this naive bliss.
Yeah. It's a really dark situation. So that little perspective makes it a little better, but the karma will bite them.
Nora, you work as a waitress. Is this true in the waitressing world that you aren't being tipped off the based off your quality of work, but you're being tipped based off of, oh, if people like your story or not, or they can relate to you, which is so unfair. Do you feel like that's so true in your world?
Yeah, I do. I feel like if we have like a party and the table is set up nicer or with certain things before they get there, they're automatically going to tip more. But I also feel like people tip more if they feel a connection to you. So like, I don't feel like she necessarily needs to claim the kid as her own, but like if she just said, oh yeah, it's my niece, she asked me to wear this pin or whatever, people would feel connected and would probably tip more either way.
Right. I would do that. True. I'm an aunt. I would love that. I'd be like, aunt to aunt, let's go.
Nora, if I'm a waitress like you, I'm literally anything anyone sits down at the table, but like someone sits down at the table and be like, you know what? I'm into like those comic book stuff. Yep, I love comic books. I'm into superheroes, Star Wars. If you got it, I'm into it. I would be doing anything I could
claiming
to make extra money.
A large title like single mom, though, is going too far.
I would be like, I'm a single mom.
You would get no tip.
Confuse them.
Okay, that's me. I'm a single mom. I gave birth to this kid. People would be all sorts of confused.